All right, so here's a Catholic 101 quiz. Don't worry, it's really not hard. What are we celebrating at Easter? Resurrection of the Lord, excellent. And what's a big thing that's going to happen tonight at this Easter vigil?
Baptism.
Okay, resurrection of the Lord, baptism. Okay. So, as is characteristic of our sweet Lord Jesus, he really doesn't want this feast of Easter to be all about him. It's not like he's saying, hey, look at me. I rose from the dead. Aren't I cool? Now, you know, Jesus certainly does deserve endless praise and glory for his victory over death. He is our mighty champion. But out of his infinite love for us, he rises from the dead so that we can be changed. That's why he went through all of this stuff that we remembered in this Holy Week. Why he endured his bitter passion and descended to the realm of the dead and rose from the tomb. He did that all for us so that we can be changed. And it is through baptism, church, that we share in his paschal mystery. It is through baptism that we reap the benefits of his death and resurrection. So, this is all what he did. It's all for us. Now, tonight, Robin and Shelley are going to be baptized. So, Robin and Shelley, why don't you come with me for a minute? Fox can come too if he wants, but you know, or he can stay with his daddy. Okay, we're not going to do it yet, guys, so don't worry, you know, okay? Okay. So now, Robin and Shelley, tonight is going to be your white funeral, okay? You are going to descend into this sepulcher, this tomb. It kind of looks like one, doesn't it? And there, the Egyptian, that is your old self, dominated by original sin, that which separates us from God and wants to keep you in slavery, there that Egyptian will be drowned in this sepulcher. And a new woman will come forth from the tomb to walk in newness of life with Jesus. With Christ, you will have tonight a resurrection into his life. Okay, we can go back now. That's a scene of coming attractions. Okay, I need a volunteer from the congregation. Who wants to risk that? Aaron. Okay, Aaron, come on up. Deacon Tom, if you can come over here. Why don't you stand right here, Deacon Tom, but face this way. Okay. So where's Aaron? Oh, there you are. Come on up. Okay, Aaron, stand right here looking out that way. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, in Exodus chapter 15, chapters 14 and 15, the story of the parting of the Red Sea. We read in that scripture that as the Israelites, here's the Israelites. You're doing good, Aaron. As the Israelites approached the sea, step back though just a minute. Okay. As the Israelites approached the sea, the angel of God, which preceded them, changed station and followed behind them. By the way, you may wonder who Deacon Tom is. What? Yes. If you want, you can say boo. You know.
Put my hood on.
You can do that, yeah. Okay. So. Okay, so, as I said, the angel of God followed behind the Israelites. Likewise, the pillar of cloud, another symbol of the divine presence, of God's presence, also moved from the front of the Israelites and took position behind them. And so it came between the army of the Egyptians and the army of Israel. Awesome. Okay. And as the night passed, without one drawing any closer to the other. Now, this church is a marvelous symbol of baptismal life. Because when we walk in newness of life with Christ, it is the Holy Spirit that moves us from behind, if you will. Our life impulse is the same as it was for Jesus. That is, to do God's will. And when we do that, our old self cannot draw any closer to us. Because we moved through the waters of baptism by the wind of the Holy Spirit. And the Egyptian, our old self, enslaved by sin and selfishness, pursued us right there and was drowned. So thank you, Aaron and Deacon Tom. Let's give it up for them. And so you see, for the baptized Christian, there is a new relationship to sin. Before baptism, we are dominated by sin. After baptism, we have power over sin. Now, sure, of course, we still sin sometimes, right? But it's the difference between being in slavery to sin on the one hand and rising when we sin with resurrection power on the other hand. It's the difference between a habitual sin as a way of life, never mindful of the presence of God on the one hand, and a life driven by the Holy Spirit seeking to do God's will on the other hand. St. Paul writes many times in Scripture about what I'm talking about the effects of baptism, about the truth of the grace that Christ gives us in baptism. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24, he says this. Oops, wrong letter. Wait a minute. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. He says, "You were to put aside your old self, which belongs to your old way of life and is corrupted by following illusory desires. Your mind was to be renewed in spirit so that you could put on the new man that has been created on God's principles in the uprightness and holiness of the truth." Again, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, Paul says this about our baptism. "You have stripped off your old behavior with your old self, and you have put on a new self which will progress towards true knowledge the more it is renewed in the image of its creator." And the capstone of it all, the climax in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, where Paul writes about being baptized, I have been crucified with Christ, and yet I am alive. Yet it is no longer I, but Christ living in me. The life that I am now living, subject to the limitation of human nature, I am living in faith. Faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so, Robin and Shelley and all you baptized Christians that are here, that is what this holy night is all about. And so, all of you who are baptized Christians, are you ready tonight to take charge of your life again by the Holy Spirit's power?
Yes.
Are you ready, baptized Christians, to take back your body that has been redeemed by Christ?
Yes.
Well then, tonight, renounce Satan vigorously. Profess your faith mindfully. And remember who you are when you come and bless yourself with baptismal water. Namely, a person who is renewed after God's image, in whom the risen Christ lives and rules. May he be glorified forever. Amen.
Amen.